Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
This is the K92 Morning Thang on demand. The platinum microphones are on.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono.
It's going to be very busy. This is a very busy day. We have a lot of things going on.
Yep.
There are so many parts of Monica's body we need to discuss today. So
more.
Like, I just don't even know where to start.
Yeah. I scheduled too much. Overscheduled.
You're abusing your body over the course of 2 days.
Yeah. My husband Jared said it yesterday, too. He's like, well, what a week to plan all this stuff.
Yeah. So we need to figure out where we start with all of that. We start with you as well. Good morning. It's Friday Eve, so we like
yes.
this. Getting ready for the big Friday Eve celebration.
Yes.
K92 Morning Thang. You on the text as well, 52353. So, Antoine, do we start with her dry sockets and her mouth holes? Or do we start with her tattoos? Where do we go with this?
Because
we got to get to all of them.
I think we start with the tattoos.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the freshest.
We'll start with the tattoos, and then I do feel like we need to wager on Monica's mouth and what's going to happen over the course of the next 24 hours, because Monica's getting wisdom teeth out, and she thinks she's driving home and coming to work tomorrow and doing about 247 other things.
I know, and I've received phone calls from friends and family saying, are you sure you're okay to do everything tomorrow? I'm like, I expect to be okay.
So I find the best thing to do in those situations, Antoine, is gamble. So we're going to wager.
All right,
sounds
good.
We're going to make guesses onto what's going to happen. But first, we must address Monica's sore breast this morning.
A little sore, yeah.
Because you got not one, but two tattoos yesterday.
Yeah, I got two. Because I planned on,
Oh, you got two?
Yep.
I thought you were getting one.
It was supposed to be on my finger. We changed location. So it's on my wrist of a lotus flower. I know Zach is like, you just changed location. Yes, I just changed.
It blows my mind because to me, and I'm down with tattoos. I like them. Mm-hmm. I got one. And it took me, Antoine, 40 years to plan out that tattoo.
To get
seriously,
that one.
It was. To get that one, it was calculated, location, design, meaning. Am I going to be okay with this in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years? All of those things. Very calculated. Monica drives by a tattoo place and goes, I like that sign. Tattoo.
There you go.
Yeah, well, I have a lotus flower on my wrist.
Ooh, I like it.
All right.
Thank you. And I have been talking about it for a long time with Jared that I have like a side boob, like a little mole. This really cute little mole.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jared.
You did a bullseye.
So I thought about, no, but I did Marilyn Monroe's mouth on my side boob. So,
okay.
Her lips.
Okay, so you did her lips because she had... The mole.
So the placement looks like her mouth.
So you turned your side boob into a lady's mouth.
Kinda, yeah, pretty much.
So bizarre.
Have you always had like a thing with Marilyn Monroe?
She's a gorgeous woman. I mean, she's a gorgeous woman.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah.
So what inspired you? Because of course now there's one we can see and one that's just for Jared.
Well, yeah, I know.
She got in a little sign that said, hello, sir.
Hello. Yeah, but it's like right on the side.
Uh-huh. You were going to do this lotus flower thing on your finger.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you could sort of point the flower at people. Was that the idea, or was it
going to
wrap around?
I like the finger tattoo. It was going to wrap around a little bit, but but we talked about how the healing process was on the hand and all that stuff, so we moved it.
Yeah. Okay.
So I decided, I'm like, well, I like this location. Well, we'll move it there.
And why stop the pain there when then you can have your wisdom teeth out today?
I know.
I mean, good grief.
Yeah. Bring on the pain.
You know what you should do tomorrow? Chemical peel. Let's just need to schedule.
Knock it all out.
The trifecta.
Everything. Yeah. So that... That brings you up to...
How many?
Like nine.
Nine
or ten, yeah.
Nine like tattoos?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a single one. My body's pure.
Oh, see. Oh.
You almost called me Jared. You almost called me Jared.
I try to get Jared to get tattoos and he won't do it.
He doesn't have any
either. He has none. None.
It's like you're getting them on his behalf just to spite him because he says, well, I'm not getting a tattoo. Fine, I'm getting four for you. I'd like to...
Yes.
You don't draw on a Picasso.
See?
Think you're funny over there?
I thought it was good. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Oh, wait, you know what? I would like to, this is a very big moment right here on the K92 Morning Thang. Antoine, this is your very first time. And I'd like to congratulate you right here, right now. Ladies and gentlemen, let's enjoy.
Oh. Wait, that didn't deserve
crickets.
That did not deserve. I feel like that is an exaggeration of the mood of the room.
Yeah. All right, artiste. Okay, Bang is rolling $5,000 on the way. Diamond of the day is next.
Oh, guys are ridiculous. These two friends, what they got in trouble for and arrested for is just crazy.
Oh, these are the ones that tried to shoot each other? Oh,
yes.
I know.
So stupid.
I know you. That's. Yeah. I got audio for it, too.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Boys. Simmer.
Boys will be boys.
Simmer. These two guys in Arkansas shooting at one another. Yeah. Friends.
This is something two women friends would never do.
We have the news clip of what happened.
Two next door neighbors were at one of the men's homes sitting on the back deck drinking. They then decided to put on a bulletproof vest and took turns shooting each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's more.
Hicks shot Ferris in the chest one time with a .22 caliber semi-automatic rifle. Ferris then took the vest off and Hicks tried it on. Now, according to the police report, Ferris was mad about getting shot and how much it hurt. So he then shot Hicks several times in his back.
Yeah.
That's how it starts. It's like, you hurt me.
You shot me. I thought we agreed on this.
Yeah. Just so dumb. Have you ever been with your friends and just started playing like a stupid game
and it gets out of hand?
Yeah.
Yep.
We have never shot each other.
Thank goodness.
I can comfortably say that. But I do remember times in college where you would sort of play fight or wrestle. Uh-huh. And then the next thing you know, you're trying to bury your foot into someone's forehead and press it up against the wall. And
why do we even do it?
Yeah. And you brought it up. Serious. Your last slumber party was because pillow fight or whatever got out of hand. People took it serious.
I had a moment in college once too with one of my roommates, and it involves what we call, there was the legendary Tac Bat.
Okay.
So Tac Bat was a little toy that we had, and it was our fun, stupid little toy. Mm-hmm. So Tac Bat, we had a wiffle ball bat. Again, we're boys. Mm-hmm. This is in college, so we're practically children. I had a wiffle ball bat, and we decided to turn it into some sort of medieval Game of Thrones torture device. So we invented Tac Bat.
Yeah.
So we took all of that, you know, that tacky stuff. You try to stick posters up on the wall and they stay up for about 3 days and then they fall down, that stuff. So we stuck it all on the end of the wiffle ball bat, and then we took tacks, thumb tacks, and put them in it upside down. So the little pointies were sticking out. So it was...
That would hurt.
It was a Tac Bat.
Yeah, that would really hurt.
And so, every now and then, you'd be like, I'm going to hit you with Tac Bat, whatever, tap, tap, tap. So I was on the phone. I was speaking to my father, and we were having a conversation, and my roommate would not stop talking. And he was kind of annoying anyway. I fell into this roommate and whatever, and he was a doofus. And I turned to him, I said, be quiet. And he wouldn't stop. I couldn't hear anything. I turned to him, I said, if you don't shut up, I am going to beat you with Tac Bat, and I'm going to hit you hard. And he just thought I was kidding and laughing. And he kept talking and he kept talking. And I hung up the phone. I finished my call. And in the very quiet, deliberate, scary fashion that I exist, I just put down the phone. I walked over to Tac Bat. I picked it up. And I thrashed that man. I throttled him with Tac Bat.
Oh, what?
Yep. Jesus.
Well, I know he had to get you back.
No. He was a wuss. It's fine. But, yep. So, and he's like, you hit me. I said, I warned you 3 times. That's it. So, yes, we do escalate. I suppose if we had a bulletproof vest, things might have been different. But, yep.
Tac Bat.
So you get arrested for that, too.
Yes, you
can't go around shooting each other. And they all have to go to the hospital.
Then they can sit in jail and think about it and talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you do to me? That's Arkansas talk, so it's one of those. We have a show within the show. The show was evil yesterday. Straight up evil in every single direction. Then, oh my God, Monica, I have your nightmare and your husband's dream. Both of them. So it's food related.
Uh-oh.
Your food nightmare, his food dream. They all come together at 6:30. I have the food 411 for you. Get into it. Also, when we talk about food, we got to talk about the comfort bracket.
Yes.
See where we're at with that. 92 Morning Thang. Monica Brooks is having surgery today. I mean, that's sort of what it is, right?
Yeah.
It's surgery.
You're having oral surgery.
Right.
And she thinks she's driving home from having her wisdom teeth out and making plans for later in the day and plans to come to work tomorrow. None of this seems unusual to you? Or?
No. I mean, the dentist made me feel relaxed enough, calm enough to... And I don't know. He told me I could drive home, so I figured if I could drive home, then it must be...
Does this dentist have a degree?
Yes. He's all about teeth. He's all about his, you know...
Did you check the diploma on the wall?
Yes.
Was it Harvard spelled with 2 A's? Like he made it up himself. Is that what it is?
No, he's the real deal.
Hmm.
But he told me I could drive right after. So knock on wood, hopefully I can. And
see, those are the questions I have, though, Antoine, of did he say you could drive or someone should drive you home? And she only listened to what she felt like listening to.
I'm wondering.
We had a couple of texters, earlier this week that said that they drove home after.
We had more that said they didn't.
Well, yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
Though, you know, we could also, if you would like to start playing a fun game, since, you know, Monica loves to listen to, well, we had two random texters tell me it's okay, so I think it's okay. We could have a day where you do anything that the texters tell you to do.
Oh, no.
Since they're so smart and they're authorities on everything.
I believe those two texters when they said that they drove home.
See?
Yeah.
We're down to two.
One was pregnant, had her wisdom teeth taken out, I believe.
So what is going to happen tomorrow becomes the question. And what do we think is going to happen? I feel like we should make predictions to kind of see what's going to happen. And you can play along, too. 52353. You can go ahead and text in. Monica's having, so you're only having one tooth out, though, correct?
Just one.
Okay. So this is not a situation where she's having every wisdom tooth out. I also need to put out there, you're not having them cut out, correct?
No, I don't think so.
She doesn't know. She has no clue what's happening today.
I believe that they're going to take, I don't know.
We'll go question mark on that one.
Okay.
Pull it out.
But will she be here tomorrow? And if so, what state will she be in? What do you think, Antoine?
I think because knowing how stubborn she is, I think she will be here tomorrow because of all these other conversations.
Uh-huh.
Let me preface my next comment by saying, Monica, I love you to death.
Uh-huh.
I think you're amazing. I think she's going to be useless tomorrow.
I talked to people and they said that they were good. They were good after.
Oh, yeah. We'll
see. They were all right.
I ain't going to lie. I'll give you a peek behind the curtain. We are going to record some things today to air tomorrow in case Monica is, quote, useless.
Yes.
Well, I think it's going to be good.
So it's going to be what could happen is she comes in, she's useless, and then there's some things that are recorded. You think, well, God, she sounded so awful 5 minutes ago, and now she sounds fine. What's going on there?
Exactly.
It's the magic of technology. Yeah.
Fingers crossed, everything goes smoothly.
I am sort of the mindset of you, Antoine. That is sort of my similar prediction. I do believe she's going to wake up and think, man, I really should not go to work today. But I want to prove everybody wrong.
Yep.
So I'm going. I will be there. I got this, blah, blah, blah.
She's going to show up for those two texters.
Now, here's where I'm going to disagree with you. I believe she is going to come in here and be very useful for 20 minutes, and then she's out.
And then I'm just like, I can't.
Yep, she's going to start losing it. She's going to be over
start
there.
Start to hallucinate or something.
Sucking on her dry sockets, eating mashed potatoes for breakfast or whatever it is. That, I believe, is how this is all going to go down.
Oh.
What do you think? Lady Dry Socket.
Because y'all have scared me a lot. I mean, we had a work meeting where it took a turn.
Nobody was on your side.
No.
Oh, my God.
Not
it
at
became
all.
Seriously. This is, you know, I hate meetings anyway. And then we get into a 10-minute discussion of everyone telling stories of when they has their wisdom teeth out. I'm thinking,
like scary stories.
This is worse than having your wisdom teeth out, is listening to this conversation.
And they're not scary stories. They're truthful stories.
Yeah, they're true
stories.
They're
not scary. It's your perspective. That's what's going to happen.
Antoine, true life is scarier than anything.
That's true.
All right, so what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I hope.
No. What do you think is going to happen?
What I think is that I will have the tooth pulled, and I may be a little, a little sore, but I'll be able to push through. Yes. That's what I think.
All right.
That's what I'm hoping for. Fingers crossed.
Okay. We shall see what happens tomorrow. I will discuss how we're horrible people, but we'll do that here in the next. Also, it's Monica's nightmare and then her husband's dream. They're two separate things, food related. There's one thing that's coming out that's going to drive you insane.
Oh.
And there's one thing that's coming out that's going to make him very excited. So that is next in your Food 411 here on the K92 Morning Thing.
Just enjoy the show. You're hearing Monica.
Put a little squirt of ketchup on it so it gives that gourmet look.
Zach.
Put it on the docket. 2020 brunch. Here it comes.
And Antoine.
You almost killed SpongeBob with your bikini bottom.
The K92 Morning Thing.
In what condition will Monica be in tomorrow? Having one wisdom tooth yanked out. Is it a whole tooth or is it a piece of tooth?
It's a piece of tooth, really, because
the other piece fell out.
Yeah, a piece of tooth fell out.
Okay, so she's having three quarters of a wisdom tooth pulled. Matt in Pulaski says, I think she'll be in the studio tomorrow morning. I will be really sore, and I will definitely be listening through LOL. Let's see. Okay, so this person says, I think she will be at work tomorrow, but I think she'll be very groggy and cranky.
Yep.
So she'll be completely normal. I think this will be good to go.
It's just my regular.
Regular day. We're all set with that. I got one of my wisdom teeth pulled. Okay, so this feels like a good indicator of what's going to happen to you. This person got one wisdom tooth pulled, didn't have the anesthetics or whatever.
Okay.
Was able to drive home just fine.
All right.
But the next day I called into work because the pain was so bad, even though I had the pain medication. So he says, I think she'll come into work, but she will be useless. No offense.
Okay. So no the pain offense, was that though. Bad.
Mm-hmm. No offense.
He said no offense.
I did not. Right. I said, I love you to death.
Yeah. Right. But you're allowed to say things like that. Like I can say, Antoine, you're ugly. No offense.
None taken. Right.
Thank you for that observation.
And thank you for the text.
Yeah. So
even
we'll
the
see.
Scary ones.
We're terrible people on this show. Yesterday we were all straight up evil. Started with Monica stealing from her child.
I don't carry cash, but I know that I need cash for Hendrix for his lunch and stuff, right? Jared's like, I don't have any cash. Check this. Ava did recently have a birthday. I know she has some cash in here. That's it. Just borrow. Out of her piggy bank for a minute.
Borrow for a minute. So you've repaid this debt.
She's our child, so she's repaid in food and everything and love.
So you will be repaying this debt.
But no, we will. We really will.
Yep. Monica Brooks steals from a 12-year-old.
Terrible person.
Or 11? Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
11. Steals from an 11-year-old. Terrible person. Yeah, well, I steal from a 7-year-old, so what's the difference? My children have also been experiencing birthdays recently.
And?
Lots of birthdays. Mm. There's lots of birthdays around, Antoine, right now. All their little kids are having birthdays. We did not have time to go get young Ben his birthday present. But guess who had all sorts of Barnes & Noble gift cards available?
Oh, no.
Ha-ha!
So I took one of my own son's presents.
Ha-ha, and re-gifted!
Yeah, I did.
Yes!
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yep. Monica's excitement in you being evil shows how evil she was.
That is true.
Oh my gosh.
But then
you had evil moment.
True colors shown all around. We found out Antoine is the worst of all of us.
I know.
How? No.
Because he robs children all the time. Now you steal from children. That's what you do here on this show.
I don't steal from
you
children.
Steal.
Y'all steal
I
from
can't
children.
Believe it.
We are a Thang family.
Shame.
I do
Shame.
Not.
Disgrace.
You guys are the thieves.
Sorry, guilt by association, my friend.
I turn my back.
Children.
Yeah. I turn my back to thee.
Monica, turn around. I did nothing. Children, I'm on your side.
Yep. So if you see Antoine out and about, hold on just a little bit tighter to your purse.
I don't steal.
Well, only if you're a kid. Like, if an adult, he's too much of a coward to steal from an adult.
He took a bottle from a baby one time.
I do no such thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and dumped the bottle. It was breast milk.
I know.
It's not true.
I can't believe you.
It's a shame.
I was appalled.
You know, if you go into his backpack, Monica, he's got a dozen baby pacifiers because he just yanks them out of kids' mouths while he's walking by.
It's a collection. Uh-huh. Almost like Freddy Krueger.
Exactly like Freddy.
Collected souls.
Freddy Krueger.
Yes, he collected souls, right? Yes, but you collect baby pacifiers.
I'm kind of looking forward to Monica being silenced a little bit tomorrow. We'll see how this goes. We'll see what happens. Food 411 is next. Monica's nightmare, her husband's dream, and comfort food all around. We'll get into it next.
Nerd.
Nerd alert.
The Food Nerd 411.
Monica's nightmare on one side,
mm-hmm.
your husband's dream on the other.
His dream come true.
And then if there's time, a bit of a warning about juice cleanses.
Oh, a warning?
A warning, yeah. Okay. Brain damage, that kind of
Ooh.
Warning.
So,
yeah, I guess I feel like I need to make time.
Yeah,
for that.
That's
anyway,
scary.
Would you like your nightmare first or your husband's dream?
I'll take my nightmare first.
Okay, let's get it out of the way. Mm-hmm. Give me the bad. Well, Monica, remember how successful Mayo Chip was?
Mayo Chip.
Mayo Chip.
Mayo Chip.
Mayo Chip.
Is that a mixture of mayo and ketchup?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
So Heinz put out Mayo Chip. We all said, this is ridiculous. This has got to be a joke.
Yeah.
Then the sales went so well. It's a real thing now, and they're keeping it. And then they developed, ketchup and mustard, whatever they called that one. Much up
is what I'm going with.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, let's say hello to Monica's nightmare that will be rolling out here very soon.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Cranch.
Nope. Not excited anymore.
Cranch,
there's no way.
Cranch.
Almost choked. Like, what are you talking about, cranch?
What do you think I'm talking about,
no,
cranch?
No, we're not mixing ranch. Ranch is ranch. People love ranch.
What you talking about, cranch? Yeah, no. Ranch is ranch, and ketchup is ketchup, and together they make cranch.
Yeah.
Which sounds like something you would have itchy below your belt. Oh, my God. She's got cranch. She's Don't go out with her. She's gross. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, cranch is on the way.
Okay.
Yeah, and the mayo must is what they call the mayonnaise. Oh, it's okay. So mayonnaise mustard. Why we can't just mix? If you really want to mix them, just mix them.
Mix them. Yeah. Buy both of them and mix them together. Make more money. What are you doing,
Heinz? Really love it so much. Like, you know,
they're large. They're very big.
But you can't mix it yourself.
I don't know. I don't know. But cranch is coming. But that's okay. So that you don't like. Your husband is very excited. He's a big fan of the Lunchable. Say hello to the Brunchable, baby.
The Brunchable.
The Brunchable. There you go.
Hold on. What's in the Brunchable?
I don't know. Like a muffin? It's something else.
Do you get mimosas?
Is there a mimosa in a Capri Sun little package?
The Brunchable may be for me.
Yes, says it here.
It's 1:45 on a Sunday, and your tummy's growling. But breakfast is blah, and lunch is lame. You need Brunchables. Developed at Oscar Mayer's Brooklyn headquarters, Brunchables is a fun new take on classic chow that kids love.
Eggs Benedict with fresh radicchio, kale, couscous, and salsa verde. And a pouch of mimosa.
Awesome. Try Brunchables Max. Two exciting new varieties. Tropical Slam, sardine radish tapenade on a baguette, and a side of chorizo and pickled onion slaw. And Berry Berry Blast, homemade sorghum granola muesli with organic milk and elderberries.
The elderberries are locally grown.
Don't forget your mini cerveza. Scratch off the game piece on the bottom of your Brunchables to win bottomless Bloody Marys. Ooh. And now in specially marked Brunchables, an independent cinema word jumble, and a tiny New York Times.
From my brain to Paul Krugman's op ed.
Brunchables from Oscar Mayer, Brooklyn. It's a tiny little plastic container, but it somehow still takes 3 hours to eat.
So that was a joke commercial that came out 5 or 6 years ago. They made this Brunchables announcement on April Fool's, so everybody assumed it's an April Fool's joke, but they say, no, it is real. So you can go reserve your Brunchable now.
Oh, it's going to be that hot.
The picture went breakfast sausage and cheese, and then it has a blueberry muffin next to it.
Oh.
So there's your Brunchable.
Is there a mimosa?
No, there is no mimosa. Sorry. Israeli woman, irreversible brain damage because she went on a 3-week fruit juice diet. So people don't do this. And it was told to her by a, quote, alternative therapist to have nothing but fruit juice and water. Well, that messes up the salt content of your brain. So you can't just have fruit juice and water. Cleanses are bad, man. I know they use the nice clean sounding thing of cleanse, but, but if something's
going to a doctor,
if it's going to mess with your body that severely, something ain't right somewhere along this chain. Don't hate us, but we were very evil yesterday in a lot of ways. So please don't hate us for that. But then also sometimes we make what are. Well, they're just not popular opinions.
Yeah.
And we learned several about Antoine yesterday.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
I feel attacked.
Well, I'll join in too because I have a very unpopular opinion about a beloved movie, one of the most beloved movies of all times. But yes, Antoine and his hate of ice cream and popcorn, that is next on the thing.
Watch out for Antoine rolling down the street. He's a bad man.
I am not. I am an upstanding citizen.
Who hates all the things that you love.
I don't hate them.
Everything good in the world, Antoine doesn't care for.
That's not true.
He's a bad mother. Don't say that. Antoine Terrell.
I'm just talking about Antoine. Yeah, no. That's what it is. We found out yesterday, Antoine doesn't really care for ice cream or popcorn.
I know.
At a movie.
Nope.
I mean, to be honest, I don't really care for popcorn at any point. But in the context of the conversation, yes, at a movie, no, I don't.
He also spits on old ladies while he's walking down the street.
That did not happen.
Only that one time. Yep. But she had it coming.
I don't.
He takes their purse, but he doesn't actually steal it. He just throws it on the ground, so they had to bend over and pick it up.
Yep, that's what it is. And then he says, enjoy your hernia.
Weird. Why?
So weird.
Where does that come from?
I can't believe it.
Your soul.
Comes from a place of lies. It is really what it is. But we like to poke fun. And I do believe, and everyone can participate in this. You can text in 52353. You have what is, for the most part, considered a very unpopular opinion.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Antoine has declared popcorn with movies, ew, gross.
It's unnecessary.
It's un-American, actually.
Cream, you said overrated.
Ice cream overrated.
Uh-huh. Ice cream is significantly overrated. Yes.
So, you know what? You draw your line in the sand. You say, look, this is how I feel. We're all entitled to our opinions.
We are.
I feel like this is overrated.
So, right.
Speaking of overrated, I'm going to tell you right now. The Lion King. It is not that good of a movie.
It is the best movie of all time, Zach Jackson.
I know you did go there.
It is the best comedy, the best romance, the best sci-fi.
Oh, the tears that it brings. Oh.
The best drama.
So emotional.
The best animated.
I think Dumb and Dumber was probably better. Yeah, I know.
I can't believe you just said that, though.
I know. It's just...
I want to put my hands on you.
The Lion King is okay. It's an okay movie. It is not... what we think it is.
It is exactly what we think it is.
So what is your favorite Disney?
My favorite Disney movie?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, that's a tough one because I'm not... I you know what? Finding Nemo. I like a lot of the Pixar... Toy Story. I think Toy Story is probably one of the best kids movies.
That is a good
one.
That
whole
that's
franchise
one, yes.
is very well done. Kids, adults.
Mm-hmm.
Lion King is just, for the most part, one big goofy fart joke with that the monkey and the other one running around.
Oh, don't talk about that.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Hakuna Matata to you.
Yeah, Patuta Manata, whatever it is.
You lucky we got an HR here in this building. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I'm
sorry. Against Lion King.
I think it's a little overrated. Yeah, you play it all you want. Don't care.
Ow. I got goosebumps. I got goosebumps, guys.
Yeah.
Jerk uncle. I mean, Simba, kind of a little bit of a whiny little you know what I'm talking about here.
Oh! Yeah. We're talking about Simba like that.
I'm going to leave right away and run away, and I'm never going to come
back. He was young.
Yeah, well.
He was young and didn't know.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe his father should have taught him better to stand up.
Don't talk about him like that.
So he was.
Don't talk about the dead.
I'm sorry. He was. He coddled and spoiled his little lion prince baby.
You better respect Mufasa.
Hanging him over the cave, the cliff. My baby's better than everybody else's. Yeah, well, you didn't teach him how to stand up for himself when push came to shove, did you?
Talking crap about the Bell Atlantic man.
Coddled little millennial lion. That's what he was. Simba's the original millennial.
Right now.
I hope you step on a Lego. I hope your kids are playing with Legos and you're a barefoot and you step on one.
I mean, that statement of how Legos are completely overrated, too. But yes, we can get into that. So, you know what? If you have some sort of opinion that is relatively unpopular. Yep, little Simba hiding in the woods, just getting DoorDash. Too afraid to come out and face the music.
Go to Zach's page, his Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and say, shame, Zach.
Bring it!
Hashtag shame.
Bring it!
Shame on you. Just put shame. He knows.
Hashtag bring
it. Shame.
Yeah, so that is... So if you want to make an inflammatory statement, go right
ahead. Hashtag shame.
You go right ahead. I know there's other things. There's things out there. You know my opinions on buffets. We could spend a whole nother hour.
All your crab legs.
Oh, crab legs.
All the crab legs you can eat.
Crab legs is...
I'm not talking to you.
Crab legs.
I
find them to be delicious, but we have
buffet
made them
style?
We have made them low rent, is what it is.
Oh.
You're low rent.
You got a lot to say right there.
WXLK HD.
Rono.
Talking about unpopular opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Text 52353. Kelsey in Roanoke hates chocolate and ice cream.
Oh my gosh, Kelsey.
I'm half with you, Kelsey.
Man, there's somebody here. They hate coffee, tea, and alcohol. We can't figure out what they drink.
Water.
Oxygen.
They're like, ugh, air makes me fat, too. I don't like it. Lots of people mad at me, too, for not
they
liking.
Should be.
I don't like The Lion King. I think it's okay. It's not it's not that it's a bad movie, but I just think it's a little hokey and cornball, this whole thing.
Ain't no passing craze. That means no worries for the rest of your days. It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Dorky Patorky. Oh, as a kid.
I think you're Dorky Patorky.
I'm sorry. And my kids don't really like it either. And I didn't do anything that
They probably do love it. But they're like, okay.
I know Dad's going to ruin it again.
No, I don't do anything. I turn it really... I mean, I turn movies on like that so they'll be quiet. And I go in the other room. So I have nothing... I have no attachment to the movie. I'm not saying, here's something that's lame. I just, I turned, and I even said, oh, you'll like this movie. Lion King, people love this movie. I don't think it's standing the test of time.
In college, me and a best friend took a quiz to find out which Lion King character we would be.
Yeah.
So that's how much I loved it. I ended up being, let me see, she was my uncle. So she was Timon. I was Simba.
Yeah. I would not break up with your girlfriend because I don't think you're going to find another one. After admitting that, you're done. This person also, and I agree, text 52353. I feel like Antonio is extremely thin because he doesn't eat anything good.
Oh,
popcorn, no ice cream. Oh, and Jordan in Roanoke says, I no longer, Zach, you no longer belong here.
No.
It means no worries all the rest of your days.
Yeah, sing it, kid.
It's a problem free.
Oh, that song.
Can that be the end of our shows? Can we do Hakuna Matata?
No.
No, that was a no.
K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
There's a battle trending online today. Started on Twitter and got, you know, 50 million retweets and likes and views and all sorts of things. A battle over a parking space in California.
Okay.
Ooh.
A black car was getting ready to back into a space.
Okay.
You know, on the street. Mm-hmm, so sort of a parallel parking. Some silver car tried to skeet its way into that space.
Oh, don't do that.
From the front, which I believe is 100% the car in the wrong in this situation. You do not pull into a space like that.
No.
You have to back into a space like that. Here's where the story gets fascinating, and this is why it was trending, because somebody live streamed the entire thing because they could see it from their apartment.
Yeah.
The two cars sat there for an hour and a half.
What?
In a standoff over this parking
space.
And
a half.
And even more fascinating, in that hour and a half, neither of them got out of their car.
Well, because when someone gets out of their car, I mean, people have, road rage is serious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
You don't want a parking spot to end up in violence, you know?
But if you, are you just going to sit there?
No,
that's it?
No,
that's all
sit.
They did. Here's.
Could you see the driver?
No, they're just like on their phone sitting there, like being patient. It was like a really beautiful display of patience. And I'm so happy it was like a nice, happy ending.
It
was so beautiful. I wish that they would have like gotten out and like said hi to each other or something. I think everybody kind of was hoping for that.
Hour and a half. So what happened? Who left?
I want to know where they had to be.
Nowhere.
It's like they were parking to go somewhere.
So you want to know, because one car did eventually leave and they one car won.
Yeah. They were on the phone to cancel their meetings because they're like, I'm not leaving.
They're,
just,
they're
I'm
on
not
Instagram.
Leaving.
I mean, this is how little we want to have human interaction anymore. The fact that no one will call to order food and they want it to be delivered by Grubhub. I think both of them are looking for an app to complain to try to get the other person to move. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it was. Can I call Uber? Is there Uber
hour and
parking?
A half.
Hour and a half. And the black car, the one that was in the right, is the one that caved and left after an hour and a half. So stupid silver car won.
Number two.
That's so bizarre. I can't believe nobody got out of their car even to say, hey, this was my space. And no
middle finger or anything.
Nothing.
Mm.
What kind of world do we live in where there's no more middle fingers, Monica? This is a creepy story, but it's just something I guess you got to be aware of. This hotel, the four people have been arrested for this because they had put spy cams in 42 motel rooms.
Wow.
This is in South Korea. Not only that, they were live streaming it to a website where you could become a member. So they were charging
people.
So people
can watch other folks and, you know, making money.
In a hotel room. Yes.
Yeah, because there was a story that leaked too that a couple found cameras in their Airbnb.
Yes, you know? That one's has been happening more and more.
Yeah, that's scary.
Because it's really easy to hide cameras now.
Yeah.
And you think about it, like, this could be in the bathroom or the bedroom.
I know, but
the...
you rent a nice place, and you're like, okay, well, this should be cool for vacation. And then you look around at the fire detectors and everything else.
And then you go to this extra step of they're live streaming it so other people are watching you. It's fine if one creepy Airbnb person wants to check me out.
But they're making money.
You know what? You're making money. That's where I'm angry. It's not even my privacy. Where's my cut? What's going on here?
Number one.
I put in the performance of my life. Where is my cut? Here's something that they want you to freak out about that's probably not going to be a big deal at all. Over the weekend, on Saturday, it's going to be the GPS rollover.
Okay. What does that mean?
They're saying this is, you remember Y2K?
Mm-hmm.
When all the computers had to roll over to 1999 to 2000, and they made a big deal about it, and then nothing happened?
Yeah.
Well, that's what's happening to GPS on Saturday, because the nerd lingo is something about GPS has 10 digits, and they need to reset about every 20 years, and that 20 years comes on Saturday. Now, this happened about 20 years ago, and there were absolutely no problems. However, There's a lot more GPS in use, at least
because
today.
The code is 10 digits. Your device can only store so much before the counter rolls over and resets to zero. What?
It turns out it happens roughly every 20 years.
This rollover happened once before in 1999 with few problems. But this time, it's different. So many more people and businesses use GPS.
20 years ago, you did not have a GPS in your cell phone.
A rollover could throw off time, disrupt critical systems, not to mention your GPS could act bizarre.
If you're driving your car and it were to suddenly say that you're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, be suspicious.
Okay. Don't call 911 and say, hey, I'm in the ocean.
Or don't take a turn into the ocean GPS tells you to, and then you can sue the government afterward.
See, for some people, this may actually be a good thing. I know somebody who prefers to print off directions, like from Google Maps or whatever, instead of using their GPS.
So
A year or two ago,
my mom still puts MapQuest printouts on a clipboard. I didn't know MapQuest was still a thing.
I wonder who still has a map, like an actual map. Do they still have them at the gas station?
Of course they do. Probably. I mean, you should have one for an emergency. What if everything else is down? You want to know where you are?
When was the last time you seen a map?
I can't read one.
Dora the Explorer.
Yeah, so. I was about to say.
Dora. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. This comes from Luke. He says, Zach, can you do a birthday scam on my fiance, Christine? We are getting married in July, so she is wrapped up in all the planning, and I thought she could use a little stress release. Plus, she is freaking out over every little detail, so it should be easy to mess with her. Love your birthday scams. Thanks for everything you do. Here we go. If you've ever watched bad 90s sitcoms and you watched Perfect Strangers, this is a straight-up ripoff of the character Balky from that. K92 Morning Thang, birthday scam. Orange is the new wedding.
Hello?
Yes, hello, and very fine day. I shall be looking for Miss Christine Orange. Is that who is speaking on the phone speaker right now?
Yes. Yeah, it is. How can I help you?
Ah, Christine! I am very happy to be talking to you!
Okay.
My name is Balky Bartokomous. I am calling from the winery. You are to be having your wedding with us in July, yes?
Oh, yeah. Hi. I am. I'm sorry. I guess you and I haven't spoken yet.
Well, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. I have just started here as new manager.
Oh, okay.
So I am calling all customers and saying, hello, my name is Balky, and confirming all to your details to be of the beautiful ceremony of joy.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. Yeah, so perfect. We're going to be having our wedding there on July 27th.
Yes, fantastic. I have it right here, July 7th.
No. It's July 27th.
Yes, that is what I said.
No, sorry. You said July 7th, and it's July 27th.
Of course.
Okay, great. So you have July 27th then, right?
Yes, you are to be correct. July of the 7th and the 20th.
Okay. I'm having a hard time understanding you. I just want to confirm you have July 27th. Please just tell me. You have us for July 27th.
Oh, my. I am very sorry. Balky's English is not of Balky's first language, so sometimes it will be confusing to you because in my country, when we say the date with the second part before it comes after the other part with the first part. So, yes, you shall be on July 27th.
Okay.
Huh? You're sure?
Well, of course, I'm sure. Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, okay. Great, thank you.
And you will to be having the traditional church wedding before you to be coming to see us.
No. We're having the ceremony there. It should all be right there in the paperwork. I went over everything with Sheila. Is Sheila there?
Sheila. No. Sheila has been fired.
Fired?
Yes. Stealing of the wedding gifts from customers. Very bad. Yeah. Sheila, go to jail.
Oh, my God. Jail?
Yes, jail. So you will to be having the traditional church wedding before you come to us, yes?
No. I'm sorry. I told you we're having a ceremony there.
Oh, no. Balky will not allow. In Balky's country, all weddings must be to be in the church before any kind of celebrating with the dance of joy.
Okay, I'm sorry, but that's not how it works here. Your your winery offers this as a package, and we bought the package, and, you know, I have the whole contract.
No, like, tear up contract. Old Sheila criminal contract, no longer necessary. Actually, here to inform you, July 27th, no longer available. Find new place.
What?
New place. Closed.
No.
Closed for business.
Are you kidding? This is ridiculous.
No more for your wedding. Closed.
No, that is... No, what is going on here? I want to talk to Sheila. This is crazy.
Sheila jail. Prison. Orange is the New Black. New show for Whoa. Sheila.
Are you... What is going on here?
I'm not even sure, but it is a birthday scam, and it's a pretty dumb one. But, hey, you're on the radio right now. It's Zach from K92. Hi, Christine.
Oh. My God, I have full body chills right now.
This is all for scam to be birthdaying for you?
I cannot believe who put you up to this. This is horrifying.
Well, if I told you it was your fiance, are you going to say I'm going to kill him?
I'm going to tell you that you're probably going to see me on the 6 o'clock news tonight.
Okay, well then it was not your fiance. It was somebody else.
Oh my God. Okay, you just took 10 years off my life.
No, it's all good. You were going to live to be 140 anyway. So this
oh my God.
It takes you down to 130. Everything's fine. I'm sure Sheila's still gainfully employed and not in
prison.
Oh
my God, poor Sheila.
I know. She's like, I didn't even have anything to do with this birthday scam, and I end up in prison. What fairness is this? Hey, stop and enjoy your birthday, and then stop
and
enjoy the process of all this, too, because before you know it, boom, it's like you're married, and you think, oh, my God, what just happened here? So enjoy yourself, and certainly have a great birthday, great wedding, and all that. Thank you for coming on with us, too.
Thank you.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. I feel like Sheila got a bonus birthday scam.
You are listening to the hottest morning show. You're hearing Monica.
I don't want them playing around with the meat too much with my meat.
Zach.
Leave the cart!
And Antoine.
Monica, I'm glad I met you at this point in your life. We would not have been friends at any other point in your life.
The K92 Morning Thang.
We were talking about unpopular opinions earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a brand new hookup or hang up next. We're going to meet Regina.
Okay.
You want to meet Regina? You get 60 seconds to impress her. So we'll see what's up. We'll do that. Hookup or hang up on the way. Alex in Salem, text 52353. Unpopular opinion. Football isn't all that great.
Ooh. Does that hurt your feelings? Not really, right?
Nah. I think, you know, if you don't want to watch it, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
And unpopular opinions can be wrong, too. So there we go.
Yeah, I know Maurice texts it. He says, I don't like hockey. I'm like, dude, you're black. I didn't expect that anyway. I mean, that's a profile, but I mean, geez. Antoine, are you a big hockey fan?
Yes. I'm a big sports fan, so I make a point to have a favorite team, player in every sport.
So who is your favorite hockey player?
Alex the Great. Alex Ovechkin.
Okay.
Ovechkin.
Okay.
Oh, I like him too.
Washington Capitals.
Uh-huh.
You didn't know that.
Is that your team also?
Yes.
Monica, who's your favorite hockey player other than Alex Ovechkin?
Trevor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Trevor.
What's his last name again?
I think it was like Trevor O'Neill.
Trevor O'Neill.
And he plays for the...
The
mean
dogs.
Any other the rail yard dogs.
Oh,
okay. Yes. Yeah. See, Monica, she's a local
fan.
I like
Trevor O'Neill.
Exactly. Yeah. So shout out to you, Trevor. You know who you are. That's it.
The K92 Morning Thangs. Hook up.
I like you a lot.
Or hang up.
Goodbye.
Amazingly, we have a pretty good track record with hookup or hang up.
We do.
60 seconds to your dating destiny.
That's all it takes.
Why waste your time on any of these other dating sites?
And even if it didn't really work, they remain friends.
Right.
You know, so I think that's successful.
I mean, why sit there and fill out, 247 million questions on match.com they make you do before you fill it out?
We got you.
For a free week? Who needs a whole week?
Yeah, we'll hook you
60
up.
60 seconds. I told my wife that last night. I said, you know, I signed up for the free week of Match.com last week. I didn't meet nobody. It was a ripoff. Jeez.
Yeah.
Hook up or hang up. We have Regina is our single person today. Good morning, Regina.
Good morning.
Hey, Regina.
Regina, you've tried the rest. Now it's time for the best. Boy, I'm overselling this. Now
Whoa.
I'm nervous.
You are.
Are you prepared to do a little hook up or hang up action, Regina?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. As we look for somebody for you, Regina, what do we need to know? Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm looking for a guy, basically, who's attractive and lives in or near Radford.
Okay.
I do not want to spend my money driving all around just to hang out with you.
I don't blame you. I stopped hanging out with friends when they moved to the county. I couldn't.
You couldn't do it.
Yeah, there's no more. That's like 5 minutes.
That's money.
Exactly. Okay. So you want someone who is in your general vicinity, and that vicinity is Radford.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I love to work out. So please be in shape or someone in shape or, you know, in shape. Like working out and being active are really important to me. Of course, he should be intelligent. And lastly, I guess I always say this. My name is Regina, which means queen. So I want to be with someone who will always treat me like a queen.
Okay.
Like every woman should be treated.
Regina means queen. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that either.
Of course, none of us would even verify. I'm going to start saying that. Zach means queen. Uh-huh. I shall be treated
as
queen.
Just name yourself Regina. Oh.
Okay. All right. Zach, 60
actually,
seconds.
Wait,
yes.
Zach, I just want to say, I've been listening to your comfort food bracket, and I got to say, I'm very disappointed.
Why is that?
Uh-oh.
Come on, dude. Like, where is your vegan bracket?
Okay. Oh, boy.
Does your person, do they have to have the vegan lifestyle?
Oh, that's a good one.
You know, I'm strict with myself, but I'm a little lenient with that. It's okay.
All right. But she demands her own bracket because she doesn't want mac and cheese or pizza anymore. And you know what? We'll set that bracket up. And when all four of you are done voting in it, we'll go ahead and announce the winner. Avocado.
Oh, no.
Regina, hang on for me. Let's find a guy. He's in shape. Don't mind the vegan lifestyle. Ugh. I say this with love, and you can be a member of this show for as long as you want, Regina, but we are never going out. I've already hung up in this situation, but it's not about me.
No.
It's about somebody else. 774-9236, 800-468-9236. You want to meet Regina, the queen, the vegan queen, Queen Vegan, next.
The K92 Morning Thangs, hook up.
I like you a lot.
Or hang up.
Goodbye.
I'm a trained professional here at the K92 Morning Thang.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Jackson. I can put my feelings aside.
Yeah.
I can let Regina the vegan have her moment here
like
and hook
Regina.
Up her hang up. Yes.
Yeah.
She's the queen.
Regina the queen.
Queen vegan.
You wouldn't have her over for dinner.
Hell no. No, no. None at all. Hi, Regina.
Hey.
She can, you know what? She can come over for salad and then we'll have the real meal when Regina leaves. That's all it works.
Fair enough.
Regina. She is of the vegan lifestyle, but you are not required to also live that lifestyle, though I imagine it would help.
Yeah.
But these are all questions that can be asked in the 60 seconds because we also say hello to Isaac. Hello, Isaac.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing all right. So you've heard the queen lay out all of her commandments, and you are prepared for this 60 seconds to your dating destiny, yes?
Absolutely. Let's
okay.
do it.
Regina, you ready to roll as well?
Yes.
All right. It's very simple. You get 60 seconds. Regina, you'll start since this is your game to go with. But both of you, you can ask questions. You can answer questions, comments, whatever it is.
Right.
60 seconds at the end. I'll count it down. 3, 2, 1. You want a date? Stay on the phone. You don't want a date? Hang up. You're good to go. And we are all set.
Simple.
So the 60 seconds. Yes. Very simple.
Very simple.
It's
very
1 minute.
Simple.
That's all you need. Okay. Regina, you ready to rock and roll?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Your 60 seconds starts now. Go.
First off, Isaac, you have a really cute voice. Are you tall, short, fat? What do you look like?
I appreciate you saying that about my voice. I'm about 5'7". I got a lot of tattoos, like a sleeve worth, and I'm in all right shape.
Okay. Tattoos are cool. What does all right shape mean?
Oh, it means that I could... could stand to do a few more crunches. I'm not fat or anything.
Okay.
Uh-huh. How old are you, and where do you work?
I'm 29 years old, and I work construction. And tell me, how old are you?
Okay. 21, so there is a slight age gap. Yes. I'm not totally opposed to dating you, even though you're kind of old. I mean,
I'm old, really?
Wow.
Really? I'm old,
yes,
really.
Kind of. I mean, why are you single? I mean, have you ever been married?
I don't appreciate the attitude. Mm. What's up with that?
What?
Okay.
No, attitude.
All right, time is up. Time is up.
I'm just asking questions.
Okay. You yep. Know, which is fair. Okay. That is fair. That's
well.
Fine.
So go ahead. Ask me something, Isaac.
Hello?
I think he didn't even wait for the countdown.
He's
no,
gone.
he is. Wow. The phone is disconnected. He's done.
What?
No. Yeah, no, he's done.
He didn't make it to the end.
He's gone. No. He hung up.
Did he hang up?
Yes, he hung up on me? Yes.
Wow.
Were you interested in him, or are you just mad that you didn't get to hang up on him first?
Whatever. I mean, it's all good. It's so weird. I guess I'm going to go back to Tinder.
Okay.
Whatever.
I built this one up too much, Monica.
Yeah,
I said we had a good track record.
It was a high bar you set there, Zach.
I did.
We didn't reach it.
It's 8 years is a big age difference at that age.
At that age.
Don't you think, Monica?
It can be, yeah.
21 to 29.
Yeah.
Now, as someone who's 29
plus. I wouldn't say it's old.
We'll call him old.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's old.
But.
Because if he's old, and we are ancient.
Yeah, she's just now able to drink. He's about to be 30. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. At that age, like you were saying, Zach, that's a big age difference. That's a gap right there.
But she's excited to go out and have vodka and oat milk or whatever it is.
Coconut milk.
Okay, coconut milk.
Right.
I don't know my vegan milk substitutes. I have no idea. Well, Regina, do appreciate you coming on with us, and we do wish you all the best, okay?
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing your vegan bracket.
It's not happening, but thank you. Yep. If you want to try a future hookup or hang-up, I'm the one who makes the brackets around here, not you. I did not have a good feeling about that one.
Because she said vegan, is that only reason why?
Yep. So if you're interested in meeting Queen V on your own, you're more than welcome to. Yep.
Queen V.
Hookup or hang-up is in the books on this one.
Hookup or hang-up. Hook up or hang up. Hook up, hook up or hang up.
Let's start the Eliminator.
The Eliminator. Stephanie Ragsdale from the Franklin County Humane Society is here with a puppy. Ippa is a little black lab puppy. And so when you go on our Facebook page and you look at the picture of this dog, it's kind of a deceptive picture. Because,
why?
Well, it looks like a regular-sized dog.
I know. It kind of does. That's what portrait mode will do.
Yeah. But it's a tiny little black lab puppy.
It's a lot tinier than she looks in the picture.
The picture, I thought, it's a giant puppy. But no, it's a puppy-sized puppy. And go on our Facebook page. Please share that post if you could.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to get this dog adopted, which this one shouldn't be that
so
hard.
Fast.
As we get into the Eliminator today.
I think Ian wants her.
Ian from our news department.
Yeah. Okay. WFX.
So if you really want this dog, come fight Ian, our news guy. Punch the glasses right off his face with this puppy.
Oh,
that's
we love
fine.
Ian.
It's National Burrito Day.
Uh huh.
So we're going to do the top 12 things that you like to put in your burrito. So it's burrito fillings, taco toppings. It's, they're kind of all the same thing.
Okay.
So we'll get into that. Kelly, good morning. Kelly.
Morning.
Kelly, who would you like to team up with today?
Let's do Monica.
Okay. Kelly and Monica, hang on for you. That means Brandon is next. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, I'll take Antoine.
Okay. Fantastic. Hang on.
Okay.
I was very confident with that one. And that means, Ebony, it's going to be you and Stephanie, okay?
Oh, bless you.
It's okay.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm alive.
Bless you. Bless you.
It's all good. Okay. The Eliminator. We go around the room. It's the top 12 burrito or taco toppings for National Burrito Day. You give me something on the list, you're good to go. If you don't,
you are eliminated.
We'll drop you through the floor. Last pick gets to go first, so that is an advantage in this game. Stephanie, what you got?
Cheese.
Cheese is the number one answer, of course. And just to be clear, meat is already considered in the thing, okay?
Oh
okay.
Because it's a topping. Well, so this would be a topping for your meat or beans.
I'm like a topping of meat.
Right. Yeah, meat on
meat. Meat on meat.
Your husband would do that, the meat on meat situation.
Meat.
Yeah, so meat and beans, don't guess those.
Okay.
Everything else, these are the fillings that we're talking about here. Right. Antoine!
I'm going with lettuce.
Lettuce is number three.
Mm-hmm.
Top 12, burrito and taco
tomato. Tomato.
Tomato is
one.
Number five. So Ippa the puppy is in here. He or she?
She.
She. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've been very distracted being stupid today,
right.
Stephanie, so you'll have to
no
forgive
worries.
Me. I have to ask even the dumbest questions. It's a dog, right?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. And the dog, what, pooping or peeing somewhere over there?
Oh, no. We have random toys around here.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, she's chewing on something.
She'll be all right. It's a ball.
Nope, it's not a ball anymore.
Monica keeps random toys in her purse. So you never know what's going on. Go see on our Facebook page. Super friendly puppy.
Oh,
gets
it's a
along
lint roller.
With other dogs. Available at the Franklin County Humane Society right now. Round
two. We are real full, too.
Top 12 burrito slash taco topics fillings, whatever you want to call it. Stephanie, what you got?
It was thread.
Thread is definitely not going to be in the top 12. No. I can tell you that.
Salsa.
Salsa is the number two answer. And salsa incorporates salsa, pica de gallo, and hot sauce. Those are all the same thing. Just so you know, helping you out here. Antoine?
I'm going to go with peppers.
Peppers is... Yep, peppers and jalapenos.
Made me nervous with number hesitation.
Nine. So jalapeno peppers, other peppers, they all count as peppers, just so you know. Monica?
Guacamole.
Guacamole, Monica's favorite. Yep, number six on the list. We move to round three. Blow Your Mind is on the way. Millennials, I gotta tell you, man, you are so doing it wrong. You are depriving yourself of joy. Just to draw a moral line in the sand.
Uh-oh.
This is crazy. Never before have I heard a man that would choose this over that. Shocking. Stephanie.
Cilantro.
Cilantro is number seven. Mm-hmm. Everybody's still alive. Antoine. These are the top 12 burrito taco toppings.
You say everybody's still alive before it's my turn.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to go with onions.
Onions is the first person to continue to be alive. Antoine, onions, green, regular, all of them, all count as one. That's number eight. So you have number four left, number 10, number 11, and number 12, Monica.
Sour cream.
Is number four. Everybody's still alive as we move to round three, four, whatever it is. Stephanie, what do you got?
Corn.
Corn is number 10.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Antoine, there's two left.
Avocado?
Avocado's guacamole. It's the same thing.
Ah!
Next.
Let's...
Well, that can't. I mean...
No, go ahead.
Wrong.
He's
out.
She is so competitive.
Let him give his wrong answer. Woo! Here we go.
I am going to go with... I literally don't have anything else written down. So I'm just going to say...
I got to work after this, so...
Yep.
Some kind of
come on.
Fruit, vegetable.
Eliminated.
3 seconds.
I literally.
Two.
Push the button.
Orange slices. Oh! I don't know.
Orange slices. Is. No, it's not. I'm kidding. Get out of here. Okay, Monica, give me one. We continue. If you don't, Stephanie wins. There's two left.
Two
things left.
Things
top 12 burrito taco toppings. What are they? Secret sound on the way at 9 o'clock. And the thing, millennials, I try to stick up for millennials, but then you do things like this.
What else did you put in? All right. Rice? I don't know.
Is?
Yeah, that's a good one.
On there, number 11.
Wow.
Number 12 is the only thing left. Whoever gives it to me wins. Stephanie, what do you have?
Tomatillo sauce.
Tomatillo sauce? No. Monica.
Oh, gosh. Bacon.
Wrong!
Stephanie.
Oh, we're going to keep.
Somebody has to win.
Help me out.
What else is there left on the... What else is there? Come on. Can we get a clue?
No, hurry.
Clue. No?
Grows on a tree. Go.
Grows on a tree?
Lemon. Lime.
I didn't... It's not your turn. Oh. So, Stephanie?
Lime.
Yes, that's correct.
I'm the winner.
There you go.
What kind of crap?
Congratulations.
So, I wasn't that far off of my orange slices then.
Where's my cowbell?
I thought when you said just... Grows on a tree. I thought you were shouting that out to both of us.
No, I was just...
Okay.
I suppose I could have just... Maybe we can start doing it that way. You just have to bark out the answer.
Okay, well...
I've never really gotten to that point before. But Stephanie was given the answer, so congratulations to her. Congratulations to Ebony. You are the big winner.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I try to stick up for millennials, Monica. I do. Mm-hmm. I think they get a bad rap. Like it's an easy out to be like, darn millennials, they're so lazy. Like, whatever. Everybody's lazy at 23. That's how it works. But I will say, they take things too seriously.
Oh.
Everything that's offensive, everything is morally wrong, everything is, it's just too much of a challenge. Now, millennials are admitting that they care more in a relationship. So they have the potential of mashing potatoes.
Yeah.
Great mashing of the potatoes, which is code around here, but you know what I'm talking about. They care more about their dates. Politics.
Politics.
Oh, my God.
No.
Whenever you start talking about politics, it can take a turn.
I know.
So.
Yeah.
But now we're turning it. Yeah. We're turning down passion for that.
Nope.
We are letting that rule our lives.
Nope. I have a hard rule. No conversations about politics.
Yeah, just don't even worry about it. That's when I was thinking, it's so exhausting to me, the people that go out of their way to fully dive in on some political belief. They're like, well, I can't shop there because they voted for so-and-so, and I can't support that because they supported blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh my God, do you have to keep a cheat sheet with you? Is there an app that lets you know?
Yeah,
well, I would like to be a morally correct Republican, and it tells you what you can and can't do. Democrat tells you what you can and can't do. So yeah, they're choosing politics.
I said, forget love
over that. See, this is why they're so angry all the time too, because they need. It's too much. Next one. This one, Monica, you'll enjoy this one because you like freaky sort of crime stories. Guy was riding around. This is Toronto.
Yeah,
and he gets stopped by police. He's riding around on a bike. Because he doesn't have a helmet on. And then they find out, oh, he's also a murderer. So there's that, you know.
Oh. You say he's riding around on a bike.
Is this in California?
No, Toronto.
Oh, Toronto is what you said? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Toronto, they stopped the guy because he didn't have a helmet on.
So what did he say? Why you pulled me over, officer?
Well, they check, I guess they check bike serial numbers sometimes.
Oh.
So they check the bike serial number. They realize it was stolen. Then they realize he's wanted in connection with a shooting death of somebody.
Wow.
Yeah. All because he didn't wear his helmet.
Yeah.
See?
Well, dang. But he had a licensed bike.
Somebody else's license. Yeah. Somebody else's. Else's. She yeah. stolen. Yeah. But again, if you're going to commit crimes, which I say don't do, you have to do things like obey the speed limit as a result. Otherwise, you're going to get caught. One more. There's another criminal, but he's the kind you feel bad for. Sort of. I mean, he stole a car, which is bad. Mm-hmm. Actually, he stole a taxi. I don't know if that's worse or whatever. Because he wanted to go to Six Flags, the theme park. So he stole that taxi, drove all the way to Six Flags, closed.
Oh, I know. Dang.
Six Flags was closed. They didn't realize they don't open until this weekend. They're still closed for the winter.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So that poor idiot.
Womp.
I know. He does. He gets a womp womp right there. Secret Sound is next. $5,000. Brand new birthday scam on the way as well. Orange is the new wedding.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind. The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.